Hey, Big Love fam, welcome to Super Freak. This is a high vibe podcast, y'all, exploring all things frequencies, how they govern form, shape our realities, and are the key to living from your full potential. It's non-woo combos about super woo shit, unpacking what I call the science of self, from body and soul literacy to the power of understanding vibration, higher consciousness, quantum physics, and spiritual psych. Let this podcast become a resource for you on your journey to self-mastery. If you're curious and ready to free your mind, unlock the body, and truly become limitless, then you're in the right place. I'm your host, Tally. This is Super Freak, awakening for the next gen. Let's go. All right, everybody. So this is a new series that I'm doing where I am sharing recorded sessions to give you guys an idea of what sessions are like for those who haven't had a session with me, and to explain a little bit more about how I work, and so you guys can see how sessions actually go. But these aren't readings. They're not psychic readings like you may go and, you know, have someone pull tarot or read your, let's say, etheric layers. I do not work that way. I literally am a programmer. I see algorithms and I more perceive at frequency level the core patterns that you're running that you need to move through in order to have access to yourself. We all want more access. The clientele that I'm working with right now want to move through, want deeper insight and clarity around the patterns that they're running and how to move through them and how to activate a deeper sense of purpose and share their gifts with the world. And that requires you to have a deeper access to who you are. So I would say I work more with purpose, clarity, and getting you close to your true and authentic nature. That being said, there are things that I will perceive, and I may not see, let's say, all of the details, but the general trajectory is correct. And what I need to work on in order to get you closer to that authentic expression is. So it will bob and weave, it will bob around. But again, these aren't psychic readings. I'm going to keep you closer to, again, programs, like I'm a programmer. And that is essentially how I kind of define how I operate. It's really quantum psychosomatics. That's the best way I can describe it. It's more of a quantum computing process than anything else that you may be familiar with. And those who have been with me for a while, like the client that you're about ready to hear now, she's started with me, I think maybe August of 23, and had consistent sessions and dove right into it and is really seeing fantastic results. And she was kind enough to approve sharing this session with you guys. So I hope you enjoy it. And this gives you a little bit more of an indication. Again, I'm constantly refining how I'm working and refining how I see and what I interpret and how I perceive things. And that's constantly getting developed and clarified and modified. So how I worked a year ago is certainly not how I'm working now. So anyway, I hope you enjoy.
Hi, Miss Erin. How you doing?
I am trying so hard not to vibrate out of my skin. I'm so grateful for this. Thank you so much.
Oh my God. You're so welcome. I'm happy to help. It just worked out. Like the timing of it all just kind of came together. It was great.
Love it.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So you know the deal with how these work.
Yes.
Okay. So let's, do you have anything specifically you want me to look at, or you want me just to kind of get in there and...
Let's just get in there.
Okay. All right. Let's see what's going on.
Do you need me to sit still or anything? Or
no. Just hang out and...
Okay.
I just got to wait for this packet kind of to get dropped in for you. Zip file.
Okay.
Brain is going to merge. So have you felt like... has there been this stagnation and you literally can feel or see like where you want to go and you're like, what the fuck? It's right there. What is this in between?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Great. And it's been in like physically in your body. How's your digestion? Consistent, inconsistent. The reason why I say that is because there's a stagnation in the lower part of your power source. That's why I've been wondering where you're. How your digestion's been?
It's been okay. I noticed earlier this month that it felt almost weighed down, which makes sense. And so I've just pulled back entirely and trying to mindful eating, eat when I want to, when my body says I need to, and then also really focusing on live food, real food. I have a pretty clean diet, but intuitively just letting my body tell me what it is that I want.
That's great.
It's getting better, but you hit the nail on the head. It's like I have everything I need, like my checklist, all the tools, all of that. And then I just need to get through, but there's like a clear, transparent, like a glass wall that I'm like, why is this not, why can't I get through?
Yeah. It's almost like the lower part of your power source atrophies, and then you'll get a surge, and then it kind of drains again. And then a surge that this it's not even motivation. It's like, there's almost a siphoning of it. That's why I want to see deeper what's going on here. Sometimes it can come from all different places, but specifically with I'm just going to look at the female line, the relationship with women around you, and just see who's siphoning from you. That's what it feels like to me, at least. You've had a lot of power in the family system, and that has been a great threat to the identity that they want to hold on to. And because you have that, the undermining of your own talent and what you can do, even though there's been achievement, there's been a sleight of hand going on behind the scenes. That makes sense.
Could that also be a man with
that
very
runs female energy? Yes. Yeah. Okay, perfect. I was going to say that too. I was like, it also can be reptilian and like an amphibian, like where they switch gender. And that's why I was like, it could be a man that has so much competitive feminine energy where the female line of him is coming through him. And so he just runs catty, insecure, very attacking kind of weird female reptile shit. That's the best way I can describe it. Yeah, it's amphibian. It's like weird. It switches gender. This person can be very masculine in some ways, but just very like fucking cunty in others. And you're like, what in the hell am I even seeing? Yeah. Literally, there's two identities that run in this person, and they're a female identity and then and like more of a masculine identity. They switch back and forth. And your light amplifies his own insecurity, and it's mirroring another sibling from what I can see, or the dynamic that you have in your family, rather. Okay, so good. Now that we know what all of this is, and let me just get to work on it. So, what am I doing here?
Do people say that they can feel you when you tap in?
Yes. Yeah,
I was like, oh my God, when you said in the lower region, I was like, I was so like, not nauseous, but almost like something was being manipulated. Wild.
There's definitely more people are coming to me, and like, they know immediately the moment we get on the call, they're just starting to shift right away, which is awesome because it just tells me that the level of resonance I'm at now is great, and it's clean. It's working, and it's working at really deep levels. And there's other people who can't even feel me at all because they're so out of their bodies. My body basically shifted and I pinged up in resonance. So whatever we're working on is really deep, which is good. So yeah, focus on the sternum and just the center part of your body as if there was just a column of light through it. And
literally like a
just spiral. Exactly. Like an oscillating spiral. And there we go. I'm trying to put this interpretive pattern into words, but it's a siphoning of power. And just put it under like a dark siphoning of power, dark undermining of power, dark attack for personal power, dark interference with power, dark outside interference. And then I'll just do M line, P line, sibling, dark business, dark interference with business, dark interference with business, colleague. Like, I'm getting very, very granular, right? And let's see, what else? How far does this go back? Yeah, I'm going to do this group first, and then I'm starting another sequence after this. It's about dark mysticism and like holding mystic power, like dark witchcraft, basically, but it's either on you or even as a white witch who held alchemy power like you do in these lifetimes before was interpreted as a threat to the community around you, almost like ostracized for having this quite intuitive power and ability. So that would be the match that in this life, if you have a lot of light in the family, you're the pattern purifier. their pattern purifiers inevitably always have some type of very high level magic to them. So I'm going to work on this sequence next. Now I'm going to actually take your being. Well, your highest is going to take you. I kind of created this chamber that you're going to go into, and we're going to move you really high up into source and kind of purify all these chords around you. But by doing it at the level that we're going to do at this harmonic, it's almost like a really high-pitched frequency that's going to kind of shatter anything that can't handle it. So if you want to...
I'm only laughing because...
What we're going to do next after this
exactly
sequence with all the black magic stuff ends.
That's what I'm feeling. Wild.
Completes, wow. Rather. Now imagine that spiral that's inside of you, like really, really expanding out. That light is just going to get really wide now. I'm going to clean up any... essentially, there's this huge contract that's breaking, literally this glass ceiling that's being shattered, and just getting origin so I can tell you, unless you kind of don't care and we can just move on, but this person that is in, creating all this interference kind of coming in and just completing these any agreements, bringing everything up to present time, and then things will start falling into place for you. Oh, I see. Okay. So, okay. I'm going to do a blanket wash on you from my station of consciousness. Then I'm going to work on the brain to sync up the potential that you feel with the resonance you are now. So there was almost like a little glitch in your executive function, the reptilian part of the amygdala, which was mm-hmm. where this energy was coming in to almost hijack your ideas and then take credit for them in a way, totally undermining you, like that sleight of hand. So I'm going to work on rebuilding that. So it's all a crystalline structure. It's who you are at source level. Your information's protected. No one can go in and get it. And even if you give out idea, which you'll be really discerning about, you have an infinite level of access to them. You can go into the higher fourth astral plane, the seventh layer, and create from there, pull down ideas. So even if this next one doesn't execute for you or whatever, it's like knowing that you can access infinite levels of ideas and that kind of resonance of information. So yeah, the executive function, this ability to take idea, execute, and then understand the efficiency of time from a higher level perspective without the interference is what I'm going to work on next.
Thank
so
you.
This apparatus looks a bit like a four-leaf clover going in, like a figure eight that is stacked on top of each other that's oscillating. So one that goes 45 degrees that meets right in the middle, another one that goes the opposite 45 degrees that meets in the center. And then from the center of that point, draw a line. Imagine it's all gold going from the center of these two oscillating figure eights to the brain stem. Does that make sense, that shape?
Mm-hmm.
Perfect. So as you do that, I'm going to kind of rebuild the executive function that's been entangled. Yeah, it's like a crystalline geometric shape. Yeah, it's almost like a dodecahedron, but it's kind of like that shape, just like that. It's a geometry that will resonate really at a much higher level for you in terms of execution. So, okay, the right side of the upper back. So the timelines that are collapsing are just moving out of the body. And then now what's going to run is I'm just making sure all of this is moving out of the subconscious mind. All of the old reference points are being deleted that you can't reference off of them. And there's nothing that's allowed to re-enter. So I'm putting a whole new grid around you that won't be able to have this penetration, interference energy from these other people. So what will happen is you'll go out into the world and interact with these people, and it will, the intensity will just absolutely turn up, and you'll just kind of be holding your boundary and your power. And they're just going to kind of lose it. and either like come for you even harder, but you're going to start to see how they, you can see the freneticism when they don't have supply. So if there's not a supply and you're not able to do that for them, like let's say you would before, then they're going to lose their shit. Literally, they cannot hold their structure together. So they're going to find another superstar in the company, or that's really malleable, for example, right? They'll look for someone around them to buoy up and become their BFF or another sibling, or they'll switch alliances, or all of a sudden you'll be really ignored, or you'll be gaslit even more, or told you're crazy or not true or whatever. She doesn't know what she's talking about. That kind of shit will just happen. You're just going to laugh because you know exactly, and you see exactly what's going on for what it is. And then that starts to balance out. And there's one thing, actually, another thing I can do is move the energy. Okay, there, I haven't seen this before. It's really cool. So the pineal gland is actually in, was part of this apparatus upgrade, and it's helping you project a clearer version of yourself. So therefore, the people that see are going to be able to see you more clearly as being very stable and solid and able to, like, you're very trustworthy, stable, and solid. That's the energy. So you can hold information. You can handle a level of responsibility. You can handle the resonance. What you want to be able to create for your life, that container is very big for you and it's very solid, and you know how to show up for that level of energy. That's essentially this version of you that is, that you're actually able to grow into now, because these ceilings and glass, this entrapment pattern that was around you with all this other stuff we worked on is not there. Let's see what this does at these levels of resonance that you're at. Just for good measure, run that cosmic gel through the body. So imagine there's a cosmic gel. Pick any color, thick and consistency. It's got a good viscosity to it, coming into the center of the brain, resetting all the neural pathways, the 12 cranial nerves, the brainstem. And now imagine it moving through the spine and then coating the central nervous system. I'm just going to get this last pattern out of here. Okay. There you are, my dear. That was great. That was a huge session.
Thank you. Thank you. It's so wild to feel it.
Thanks so much for listening, you guys. Please make sure to leave a review and follow the fun on social media, because that's how it works in this world. And in the meantime, get your freak on. I'll see you in the next session.